This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
But don't knock me for trying to bury seven zeros over in Rio de Janeiro.
Sean Combs, Puffy Combs, Puff Daddy, J-Lo's boyfriend. These are some of the many titles once worn by the rap mogul who now goes by the handle P. Diddy. While he's long been at the top of the kingdom of pop culture, Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates reports that he's now been accepted in the court of high fashion.
Usually, New York's fashion world is a tough nut to crack, but it departed from its insularity earlier this week when it awarded Sean Combs, you might know him as musician-producer Puff Daddy or P. Diddy, its highest award for menswear at the 23rd Annual Awards Ceremony for the Council of Fashion Designers of America. Okay, it's not a Nobel Prize, but, says Suri Kim, fashion market director of Details Magazine, it is significant.
Well, the CFDAs can only be compared to the Oscars of the fashion industry. There's really no other competition to it, and people take it very, very seriously.
Jim Moore, creative director of GQ, says the audience at this year's awards welcomed the anointment of a relative newcomer.
People were very happy that Puffy won it. There was a lot of leaping to their feet and screaming when it happened.
That reaction was all the more interesting because Combs' competitors in the menswear category were former award recipients Ralph Lauren and Michael Kors. They're old and new schoolmasters, respectively, of the American luxury look. Awarding the honor to Combs, says Details' Suri Kim, conferred legitimacy not only on Combs' collection, but on the ethos behind it.
The fashion industry was finally able to acknowledge urban wear, specifically Puffy's brand of tailoring with an urban flair, as quote-unquote legitimate fashion.
Combs launched his menswear line in 1998 with a collection of jeans, monogram tees, and baseball caps. It has since turned into a complete line with high-end items such as tailored evening clothes and suits, coats, accessories, even children's wear. The Sean John line, those are his first and middle names, now pulls in about $175 million a year. Photos of recent collections show a kind of F. Scott Fitzgerald goes to Harlem look. Flannel suits, crocodile oxfords, jazz age fur coats. And GQ's Jim Moore says Combs is as hands-on with his clothes as he is with his music.
Puffy's definitely in the driver's seat. He's the one who decides what the color palette's going to be, what the shape's going to be, and he also surrounds himself with a lot of talented people. But he's the final yes-no, and he's very, very involved. I've seen it.
Suri Kim says Combs has the unique ability to retain buyer interest at both ends of the fashion spectrum, whether it's relatively inexpensive monogram jeans or a full-length sable coat. He's able to do both looks without selling out to either.
It's not two different customers that want those two different things. It's for two different times, I guess, of the day for that one customer. And I can't really think of another designer that can address wildly different needs with the same brand.
Others have recognized that the Sean John brand has become a powerful selling point. Combs recently signed a deal with Estee Lauder to launch a signature men's fragrance. And at his fall-winter collection, Combs gave a sneak preview of his women's wear line that will debut in 2005. GQ's John Moore was at the show, held at a swank Midtown Manhattan restaurant, and says it contained two Combs trademarks, luxury and drama.
Very lavish, chandeliers, marble, the whole nine yards. But the big surprise was when after the 40-some men's looks came out, he introduced his women's collections. And I think that really brought people to their feet. That was a big surprise that night.
All indications that one day Sean Combs' signature style may be considered as all-American as, well, Ralph Lauren's. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.